Joining me on the update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer 90.1 is LaVon Forsberg of Thief River. LaVon is a regional artist and well-known artistic person who has created many works of art, including paintings and stained glass and more. And she joins me by phone from Thief River as we talk about her work in art. Let's talk about you, if I can be nosy. This is what I call my table setter. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Thief River. I was raised in Goodrich. Rural Goodrich. Yeah.
You haven't left the home territory too much, huh?
Nope.
Okay. Let's talk about you as an artist. What is your background in art?
Well, I started on the sewing machine when I was a young kid, and I realized that that helped me see length and dimensions and visual. That was my strong suit.
Okay.
And then after I got married, I did a lot of different things. And then I took a rose modeling class through the extension office. And I learned that paint came in little tiny tubes and small brushes, not like my husband's 6-inch brushes and 5-gallon paints. So then that introduced me to painting. And then I started experimenting with pictures. And then I ran a craft store and opened my own craft store, and I had that for quite a few years. But in the meantime, I had studied with probably 30 different artists that taught all over the country and all over the world.
And of those people you worked with, who was most influential for you? Anybody as a mentor in your life that was a big influence for you?
Oh, my mother, I would say.
Okay.
But she never seen me turn my focus on artwork.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was very proud, but she didn't live long enough to see where
that.
I went with it, yeah.
But she inspired you, though.
Oh, yes. Creating with the sewing machine, and she was very, very gifted.
How important is that inspiration for artists?
To me, it's very important. Some people don't see value in artwork, and I see how important it is, and everybody should experience something creative in their life.
How would you describe your artwork, LaVon?
Well, I focus on watercolor now, and we do church windows. I draw them, and my husband has been constructing them over the last few years. I asked him to start with sun catchers, and we are working on Redeemer now, and that's our 12th church.
What themes do you produce and pursue when you're producing art?
Mostly paintings, but the church windows are really important to us. I did the light fixtures for the Carnegie Library. I did a piece for the Roseau Library. I did all their framing for their permanent collection. So I still like to frame and help other people finish off their things, too. But watercolor is definitely my main focus.
So I sense that there's a tie between faith and your art.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you have that connection there.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let's talk about your work that's on display right now at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Gallery. That's in downtown East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Center. What's on display there right now, LaVon?
I think it's all watercolor. I didn't bring any of the oil or acrylic or the rose modeling. A variety of things, from people to horses to flowers, landscape, waterscape, summer, winter. There's quite a variety of subjects.
Do you have something in mind, or you just start painting?
Sometimes I get really picky, and sometimes I just put some paint down and let it lead me wherever it goes.
Yeah.
I just finished one for Artists of Minnesota that I'll be going to soon of my grandson when he was just a little boy in a big baggy sweater playing his violin.
Mm.
It's called Serious Notes. His freckles are showing in his sober face, and now he's over 6 feet.
Give me some ideas as to how you feel as an artist. Do you feel relaxed, content, and happy?
Very. It takes me in another place.
Mm-hmm.
So I have good support. My husband enjoys what I do. One of my favorite paintings is Man and His Bible. And I was smart enough to get prints made of that right away, and I did sell the original, because I figured I needed to live more than I needed more pictures of the same subject. So I'm happy to have the print.
What kind of feedback do you have from folks who see your works of art?
Well, I just had a big show in Bismarck, and I hauled 40 pictures out there. And this one lady, I don't know how many times, she told me this is the best show we've ever had.
Hmm.
And at my opening reception, it's a huge gallery, and I had so many people come up and marvel at the variety and the quality of my work. So it was really a boost for me to hear this. And then I went out there and taught a class. I've been really busy with shows this spring.
Yeah, having those venues to display your work is very important. And that includes the gallery in downtown East Grand Forks. How important is the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council in supporting artists like you in the area?
They are awesome. I'm not a computer person, but I know that I can send them an email and get an answer, and they lead you in directions that can help you.
So how have they helped you? What specifics have they done to help you, Levon?
Well, I've gotten a couple grants so I could take some galleries, I mean some workshops, and advice.
Again, my guest is Levon Forsberg of Thief River, and if you'd like to find out more about her and her work, you can check out the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council website. They have a link there to her display now at the gallery. That's northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, and they have visuals of her work. And you were also named, by the way, Star Artist of the Year last year.
Well, it was kind of funny because Mara called just when I was ready to go and drop off a piece of artwork at a show, and I was on my way to Bismarck with a friend to take a pastel class. And then I thanked her for the recognition. I thought that was really nice. And then she said, well, the gift is $5,000. And I kind of got weak in the knees, and then I had to get my composure before I went downstairs and told Larry, because I wanted him to get weak in the knees, too, when I told him what it really was.
And did it work? Was he weak in the knees?
Yes, it did. But that really was very appreciated, and I have this beautiful trophy.
And there's an artist reception for Levon Forsberg this coming Saturday. That's May the 9th from 4 until 6 p.m., again, that's at the Riverwalk Artists Shopping Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks. Well, Levon, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and congratulations on your success and continued success in the world of art.
Thank you so much.
Levon Forsberg on Pioneer 90.1.